Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and board members will consider the upcoming 2013-14 fiscal year budget. The board will consider whether or not to approve a one-year waiver of board policy to have a balanced budget when it's passed due to ongoing general fund expenditures. The board will hold a budget meeting on Monday, June 10th, and then will take up the final version of the budget at its June 25th meeting. The upcoming fiscal year is expected to be one of slow growth in revenue, and the supervisors, with public input, will focus on five key areas: rebuilding reserves and contingency funds, downsizing inventory of county property, including land and buildings, investing in internal capacity to reduce outside expenses, and supporting training and electronic meeting costs for staff and elected officials. The board meeting begins at 9 this morning. State lawmakers continue to work on the upcoming fiscal year budget due on June 15th. The State Assembly Budget Committee has approved a budget bill that will now be considered by the full Assembly and Senate before going to Governor Jerry Brown's desk. Budget Committee Chairman Bob Blumenfield thinks the Assembly has a bill that will earn Governor Brown's signature.
My committee's approval of a spending plan concluded a series of 61 hearings over the past 5 months, which gathered input from thousands of Californians across the state. Our Assembly budget plan is shaped by a commitment to fiscal responsibility, to strengthening our middle class, and to delivering government services more effectively and efficiently.
Blumenfield went on to highlight some of the budget details.
After cutting over $50 billion from the budget in recent years, we know that we must be prudent to avoid falling back into the financial hole that took years of painful sacrifice to exit. This is why our Assembly budget plan is balanced multiple years into the future. It also pays down $4.7 billion in state debts and includes budget reserves and set-asides totaling twice the amount in the governor's proposal.
Blumenfield also pointed out that the budget contains middle-class scholarship funds, an improved business license application system, and help for veterans. In local crime news, Arcata police are searching for a suspect in a shooting incident over the weekend. That suspect, described as an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, with red hair and a mustache, was last seen driving a newer model Nissan Maxima with Oregon license plates, and he left the scene of an altercation in Arcata. The sheriff's office is searching for a suspect who committed a home invasion robbery in Carlotta over the weekend. That suspect, described only as an adult male about 5'9", who spoke with a slight accent, pistol-whipped the victim and stole his 2000 silver Toyota pickup truck, license plate number 8U16001. And Eureka police continue to ask for the public's help in locating a missing man, 64-year-old Raymond Lawrence, who hasn't been seen since he made a trip to Reading in May. Anderson was driving a 1991 dark blue Chevy Caprice and was expected to take Highway 299 back to Eureka. He's a white male adult with a mustache and a beard who walks with a limp. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice: authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the passage of Assembly Bill 109, also known as realignment, the state of California shifted the responsibility of monitoring people convicted of felony crimes from the state level to the local level, and the effects are being felt in Humboldt County. More and more nonviolent offenders are being booked and released on their own recognizance because their crimes do not fit the realignment criteria that would keep them behind bars.
We arrested one guy four times in 5 weeks for car theft. We caught him in a stolen car, and he was out each time within hours because he doesn't fit the matrix. It's not a violent crime of violence.
Harpham went on to describe how specific areas of Eureka have seen an uptick in crime.
The area around Boone and O has been really hit hard with burglaries. We had 50 in about a 6-7 block radius. And we caught a woman here the other day, found stolen property on her from those burglaries, and we suspected that she was probably involved. And she got multiple arrests, and within the hour, she was released again.
AB 109 was signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown in 2011. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.